And if you have a question, like it, we will try to get to it.
Hi, Coach. Congratulations on the win. What does it mean for you, this win tonight here at BMO Field?
Well, it doesn't mean as much to me as to the players and to the Federation of the Football in Jamaica. It, of course, changes a lot of things for 2024 for Jamaica, playing semi-final in the Nations League, playing Copa America finals is, of course, huge, not only for building of this team, but also financially for the Federation. So, of course, we are all delighted, and especially delighted for the players, because they have been fantastic.
Coach, what were the instructions at halftime? Your team came out with great purpose in the second half.
Well, actually, there was nothing to lose. We needed the two goals before starting the kickoff. We still needed the two goals, at least at halftime. And I have to give the credit to the players. They kind of rallied up at halftime. It was, you know, all or nothing, and they went in with that attitude. Really good first tackle second half from Damien Lowe, kind of ignited the team. So yeah, then we from that tackle, I would say we played on the front foot, and yeah, we were pretty brave, a little bit open for my sake, because Canada can, of course, and did punish us with a goal in the second half. But I think, and I give all the credit to the players, they were fantastic. It was their decision to go like this, gung ho, and just press against them. It worked. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Today it worked, and you know, it was all the players, all players.
Charlie? Coach, you've seen before what it can mean for a country to go to a major tournament. How do you think it compares for Jamaica to now be going to a Copa America?
Well, it's huge. After the World Cup, I would say Copa America is on the same scale as the Euros, in terms of quality of teams that are there, the quality of the individuals playing in Copa America. So for Jamaica, especially the Federation, it's huge for Jamaica to be there.
Can we take some Jamaican media now who have their hands?
Yeah. Rando here from Halftime TV. Coach, on the grand scale of things, how big is this a win for the national team and for the players' morale and for the folks back home in Jamaica?
Well, I guess some of the media will still give the players some shit after the game. That would not change. But I'm just putting it into perspective. It hasn't been done for a long, long time. This was probably the most important game for Jamaica in a long time. In perspective, when you're building a team and you can't play a tournament like Copa America, for example, it helps a lot in the development, because that's the only time that a coach can really spend with the players, a month and a half. And when you add another tournament, the semi-final, and hopefully a final in the Nations League, again, it gives us the opportunity to be together much longer than a short FIFA break, and especially in Jamaica when players always come a day too late or 2 days too late because of distance and so. So it just gives us a chance to grow as a football team. But like I said, probably the biggest thing is it's financial for JFF that doesn't have a lot of money. So, yeah, I think it, in many ways it's a big thing.
Yeah, right.
You can run it. It's okay.
Coach, what made you put Damien Lowe inside the midfield? I think he changed the game for Jamaica, especially the first goal when he attacked the eye of the pitch and gave the shower the pitch. What made you put Damien Lowe in the stadium in second half?
Actually, we have been thinking about it for some time. It has been a little bit of a, can I say, a shallow position in Jamaica. So we don't have many options in that position. We don't have many players playing at a high level as a midfielder. And again, I just have to give the credit to Nana. It was his kind of initiative a way back, saying, I can play this position. And we looked at, I think, a game he played against, was it, Bosnia or something?
Serbia.
Serbia, where you played in midfield. He was winning a lot of tackles. And we just needed some motor in midfield in this game. We needed a fighter in this game just to get us in. And he surely brought some spirit in second half, and fantastic second half for him. And he kind of, when you have a guy like this, he will just light the other guys around him. So a lot of credit to him.
You talked about how important it is for the team to go to the South America and to win. What does it mean to you?
This is always my plan, so
it
doesn't change anything.
We'll go to a question through Zoom. Daniel Blake.
Hi, Coach. I know that we often talk about Mikhail Antonio being the main man, but Shamar Nicholson made some important goals over the last two legs. How impressed have you been with him and his performances in recent times?
No, I like Shamar. He is a very emotional player. Was one of the guys at halftime that kind of got everyone going. So not only he's a good footballer and he's playing well in France at the moment, so I give him a lot of credit. Halftime, maybe sometimes too emotional, but he did really well in the game, both on and also off the pitch. I think he will show that form. I've been watching him in France. He's playing better and better every game. So I hope he will carry these goals to France as well, and start scoring there on a regular basis. So I've always liked him, both as a person and a player.
We'll go again to Zoom. Andrew Jones.
Thank you very much, Andrew Jones, ESPN. Coach, congratulations on a famous night for Jamaican soccer and also for you there. I want to ask you about what the conversation was in the locker room after this major, major moment, the celebrations in the locker room, as well as Ethan Pinnock's defending, especially in those last minutes. Can you talk about his defensive effort as well as the rest of the team?
No, I really don't like to talk much about individuals. I think this was a team win, and I think we played against a strong opposition. Both the Canadian team is a really, really good team. Done much better than Jamaica in recent years, but I thought, especially the referees were not fair. Maybe I was losing my emotions, but in some cases, for example, I think when there is an injured player, in two occasions we needed to change them. They didn't stop when they went down, and I thought it was really unfair. Maybe it's my emotions, and if I were rude, I'm sorry, but I think we were fighting against a lot of things, and the players just, you know, kind of rose above it and finished the game. But Pinnock was really good. He is, I would say, one of the best centre-backs in the Premier League, and he's always consistent, but his personality is just, he gives confidence to all players around him. So, no, he was good, as all the players were today.
And quickly, the composure from Bobby Reed in that moment there with the penalty.
Say again?
Composure for Bobby Reed in that moment with the penalty, and just what you saw from him in that moment.
No, he's just been he's been on it when he gets the responsibility, and again today he was worth to put this pressure on him. So really, really, it's like all the players. I can count every player that played today and give them a lot of credit.
Thank you, Ahmed. So,
you make that.
One more.
Final question, Coach. We saw a handful of Jamaicans come out today in the sea of Canadian red. Can you send a message to Jamaican fans who are supporting the Reggae Boys from picking things? Cold temperatures and the rain out there today.
Yeah, it was rain for the Canadians too. But no, I think we've played a lot of games where it kind of feels like an away game. And I think we were prepared for coming here to Canada. But it was surprisingly nice to see how many Jamaican supporters were here. And we owe them a lot. They were vocal today. They supported us and lifted us. So I'm really humbled and grateful for them to show up here. But we've played, like in a Copa America, we played Guatemala, and it was the full stadium of people from Guatemala in the Gold Cup, sorry. And so we are kind of used to it, to play with a crowd that is against us. So it was good to see Jamaicans showing up today.
Coach, Shaman Nicholas has said after the game, he said you believe in him. What did you tell him in the second half?
I have to be honest there. It was very hard to talk to Shaman Nikos on the halftime. He was talking so much himself. So now he was rallying the players, giving them a push to be more brave, going more forward, pressing higher, etc. So I give him a lot of credit for this game. I didn't need to tell him anything. He motivated himself.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, everybody. We appreciate you being here.
Next. Yeah. It might take a while.
Thank you.